This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Columbia's city council members have approved funds to purchase an armored personnel carrier for the Columbia Police Department. The department plans to replace its current vehicle with the Lenco Beat Car at a cost of about $200,000. Council members approved the appropriation at last night's city council meeting. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton says it is essential to have such a vehicle in case of gun violence. In a 6-1 vote, the city council approved using forfeiture funds for the purchase, these funds coming from the proceeds of criminal activity. Some Columbia residents spoke against the decision, saying public safety officials should find other ways to fund the purchase. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is moving forward with fully implementing new standards in Missouri's K-12 schools for teaching math and English. Marshall Griffin has details.
DESE spokeswoman Sarah Potter says the new standards are based on those crafted by the Common Core State Standards Initiative.
The standards say what students should know and be able to do by the end of each grade level to be on track for success in college and career.
More than 360 public schools are taking part in a pilot program to test out a new assessment system based on Common Core for students in grades 3 through 11. Meanwhile, there's disagreement between DESE and GOP lawmakers over who has the authority to implement new standards. A bill in the House would block Common Core standards outright, while a Senate bill would require public hearings before they can be fully implemented. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Jefferson City voters will decide today between two candidates running for the City Council's second ward seat. KBIA's Jen Cooper talked with City Council candidate Blake Marcus about his plans for the future.
Blake Marcus works as an attorney at Carson and Coyle Law Offices. Marcus says the main issue he plans to address is government transparency.
One of the most important things is making sure that the public knows what's going on, and I just don't think that's happening.
Jefferson City has a $1.68 million deficit. Marcus says most residents don't know why. He says holding government meetings open to the public will allow citizens to access more budget information.
Fewer closed session meetings, and JCTV televises the non-closed meetings, so there's a way for people to actually see them. Aside from that is posting more information online. There's a budget available online, but it's very difficult to read and it doesn't have all of the information there.
Marcus says Jefferson City business owners encouraged him to run for city council. This is Marcus's first time running. KBIA was unable to reach Marcus's opponent, incumbent council member Sean Schulte. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is suing a Southwest Missouri company for allegedly dumping tornado waste from Joplin into an abandoned mine shaft. Koster yesterday announced the suit against Brian Weldon and Weldon Contractors and Construction LLC of Joplin. It alleges that Weldon dumped about 100 cubic yards of demolition waste from the 2011 Joplin tornado into an abandoned mine shaft near Next City in Jasper County. The suit seeks an injunction against further dumping, as well as a civil penalty. Weldon says he has spent thousands of dollars to clean up the site, and he thought the case was resolved. He says he had been told by a city official it was okay to place the material at the site. The Camden County Commission chose to table proposed revisions to the Planning and Zoning Commission's Article 600. This article, detailing the enforcement and review of county zoning codes, has caused controversy among county residents. Revisions would change consequences of violation from a maximum $1,000 fee and possible jail time to a $500 per day fee until the violations are mitigated. The County Commission says these fees are too harsh, and homeowners are worried that the revisions are too broad and could infringe on their right to privacy. Because the County Commission chose to table the revisions, it will not act on the proposal and no changes will take effect. Planning and Zoning Administrator Don Hathaway says the goal of the revision is to bring violators before the County Commission to resolve problems rather than having to prosecute violators in court. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is among more than 20 Republican Lieutenant Governors urging the approval of the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline. The Republican Lieutenant Governors Association said in a letter to President Barack Obama that more pipeline capacity is needed to tap oil supplies from formations in Canada, Montana, and North Dakota. The Lieutenant Governors contend construction of the pipeline would support thousands of construction and manufacturing jobs and would directly benefit many states. Besides Kinder, the letter is signed by Lieutenant Governors from several states, including Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Alaska. A 33-year-old Sedalia man charged with killing a fellow VA hospital patient in Columbia is due back in court after an earlier delay. Rudy Perez Jr. is charged with first-degree murder and the February 1st death of 78-year-old Robert Hill of Warsaw at Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital. He has pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. His attorney, David Tyson Smith, says Perez is a schizophrenic. A preliminary hearing was postponed in March and rescheduled to today in Boone County Circuit Court. Perez had been arrested in Sedalia 3 days before Hill's death, after a neighbor said Perez punched him in the face. He was released from the Pettis County Jail 24 hours later without being charged, but now also faces assault charges in that county. The William Kemper Fellowships for Teaching Excellence is giving $10,000 to 5 outstanding teachers at MU. KBI's Tony Nochin was there as the first teacher to receive the award this year, was surprised during class in the MU College of Veterinary Medicine building.
I'm Dr. Tim Evans. We are going to be lecturing today on your respiratory pathogen. I didn't do it.
Amid students' laughter, MU Deputy Chancellor Mike Middleton came in unexpectedly during Dr. Tim Evans' lecture to announce the toxicology professor is one of the winners of the Kemper Teaching Award.
He is the first recipient this year of the William T. Kemper Fellowship for Teaching Excellence.
Many students stood up and applauded Evans for more than 30 seconds. Commerce Bank Chairman Jim Schatz handed him a $10,000 check. Evans says he loves teaching and is so grateful for this award.
And I want to be a stand-up comic, but that didn't work. So this is the next best thing, so this is great.
4 other recipient professors will be surprised with the award later this week. The Kemper Award began in 1991. William Kemper is a 1926 MU graduate who was well known for his work in civic leadership and banking. Tony Nochim, KBAA News.
The Peck Ranch Refuge in southeast Missouri will be closed to turkey hunting this summer as part of an elk restoration project. The closing began yesterday and runs through June. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.